the review out of the game? What, having a look back at it, what pleased you most about the win?
Yeah, we did a really sharp review. Our contested ball was strong again, particularly in the last quarter. So we've improved in that area. So our join in and our competitive spirit's been strong. So, but we know the Western Bulldogs are a really strong contested ball team, sitting in the top echelon in the AFL. So we need to get a head around that. That we need to go again.
How do you handle a milestone game like this one? Do you make a lot of it going through? Do you play a big video of Monday highlights or?
Yeah, like it gets thrown around the figure of 300. But if you really drill into that, and you know, I've had the privilege of being close quarters and also the seeing the challenges of playing one AFL game, let alone 300. So when you're really close to it and you see really what goes on, it's a privileged position to see the challenges. And to make it at AFL and be a top flight player for that long, your quality is just, you've got to be of extreme quality and mental toughness. So David's, it's really important therefore that you celebrate it, but the club's always bigger than the individual, no matter how big the milestone. So, you know, we had Matthew Pavlicic, the only second WA person to, you know, play 300 would be David along with Matthew. So we handled that well. It's about doing it the right way, what the player's comfortable with. Everyone's different. But so we'll tailor it to David and Sally in the right way and celebrate it as it should be. What we need our players to do is show their respect for David through their actions against the Bulldogs, because talk's cheap. We can celebrate it with words, but we need to celebrate it with deeds. So it's important, but as always, the emotion's not going to get the 4 points. The aim is to bank 4 points, and so we need to commit to our process of preparation and competing against what the Bulldogs got their backs to the wall. They'll be stung by last week, particularly in the midfield. So Bontempelli, McRae, Liberatore, they're great players who I'm expecting a fierce response, and our players should too.
Ross, David Mundy, the 300, but where's he standing in the game, not only just as a player, but as a person?
Well, it's very rare to get to where he's got to if you haven't got great personal qualities of competition, desire, you know, continuous improvement, and great application. So it's self-evident, really, isn't it? Like, the only attribute he hasn't got is a premiership medal around his neck. He's experienced everything else. Goals to win games, Doig, All Australian, international rules, finals, grand finals. So it's been, you know, to see his first game, you see the highlights of where he is now, like, the foundation's there, he's just built on it. So yeah, his record speaks for itself, really. For me, it's been a privilege to work with David from 12 through to now. And his form, and we'll get to it at the right time, he'll choose to go on or not. So yeah, he's a special person. It's very hard to do what he's done, particularly with the tyranny of distance, being a West Coast AFL player. It just compounds the achievement. It's remarkable. And he's built his life off the field as well. We've got a great environment, we believe we have, that allow players to build their study, and he's done a marine biology undergraduate degree, and then he's on his way to completing his master's. So I see him run the Canberra flight, he's studying, you know, got the laptop open and the book, you know, any downtime he's studying. So he's building his life and providing for his family. So it's a wonderful story, and he's a great modeller for players on our list. But we've been fortunate, we've had McFarlane. What your leaders are, that tends to flow through your group. So they're great people on and off, and that flows through our group.
He remains a lead. Is it the consistency that's maybe one of the attributes that set him apart from the rest, his ability to perform week in, week out?
Yeah, if you don't, you don't get to 300. So Paul Roos is very good at talking about, people talk about 10 out of 10 games and nines. Great players don't, they're just consistent. 7 out of 10, 7 out of 10, 6 out of 10. They might have one extreme one, but they don't drop down to twos and threes. Or if they do, it's one every 12 games. So yeah, that consistency, and that's what makes great teams. Great players, great teams are consistent. They don't go up and down. They're very steady in their performance output.
Speaking of which, the consistency, are you pretty happy with that in the first five rounds from your side?
We've certainly been consistent of effort and competition. We just focus on the process, which is training hard and understanding the opposition and going and committing to our game style. So we've been in every game, and the outcome's been 3-2. But out of our defeats, we learnt what we need to improve. But unfortunately, that don't count for anything. So yeah, the ball's bounced, we all start square, we've got to bring it to life again.
Kind of likely, does he get an AFL gig this week, or do you need to give him, seeing as he's missed so much?
Well, he still needs to get through the final session, as we all do. When you're winning, means people are informed, it's a very tough spot to get into. It's more unlikely than likely, but he's conditioned to be able to play if we need him.
The Len Hall game, Ross, what's your take on the importance of the Len Hall game to the footy club?
Well, there's every home and away game's worth 4 points, but there's marquee slots that you get to engage your community and the wider city. So the Len Hall game for us has been going for 24 years. He was the last Western Australian Anzac to pass away out of Gallipoli, so it's important to remember your past and honour it. And that the way we do that is bring the Docker community together and celebrate that and recognise that and show respect to that. So it's a significant event on our calendar. Our club does it very well, and it's a slot that we really covet and will continue to covet. And again, the players need to respect that through deed also.
Do the players get educated about that sort of history, the Fremantle role in the Anzac tradition?
Well, to a point, yeah, particularly our development group. You can't just churn out the same lesson to your group that have been through it. But and we don't talk about football being war without weapons or anything like that. Everyone's got their own analogies. But for us, it's really a significant period in Australia's history, particularly WA, with the Anzacs leaving out of Fremantle and going down to Albany and getting on the boat. So, but what you've got to do is show your esteem and your respect. Respect the occasion through great effort, and that's what we aim to do.
Ross, just back on Connor, is it the intensity that might sort of test him, given that he's had some significant time out of the game, or is it more just the match fitness and the condition that he does?
Well, I think you just keep it really simple. He hurt himself pre-season. He hasn't played in the competitive game of Australian rules, bar training. So, I mean, the odds are against him being picked. But, I mean, have done it before, so it's good that if we needed to, but it's probably unlikely. And Connor would understand that. So we're not breaking news here.
Sorry, Ross, you've lost your man. McCarthy, could he potentially come in and just shuffle the rest of the guys around to replace Taylan? Or?
We're still getting to it. We're working through the Bulldogs now. We've got a couple of coaches out the back diving through. So Cam's got to come in and train. And as always, on your first session of the week, you have a number of guys sore and that wouldn't have trained. So Ryan didn't train, Cox didn't train, Matera didn't train. There was a number of them, Chera. So it's a bit about conditioning. We're always nervous till we get through our last session and you get to finalise the team. But it's disappointing to lose Taylan. He learns a lesson. We'll get to the team and pick it at the right time. But yeah, we think McCarthy will be available and demands the only unavailability at the minute.
How did you see the setup down there with Cox instead of McCarthy? Was it much different? Or?
Yeah, that's a good question, really. Again, it's won and lost in the midfield. I thought the midfield gave plenty of supply and our forwards capitalised on it, and I thought Cox played a part in that. There's always... That's about kicking goals and seeing goals kick, so he helped see that goals were kicked.
Ross, the injuries to your older players, Ballantyne again getting his hamstring, what are your frustration levels like now with these injuries that keep coming up for Sandilands, Hill, Ballantyne? Where are you at with them? Do you need to investigate why they're getting these injuries, or do you put it down to old age or bad preparation?
Yeah, it might be just that I'm an old season campaigner, but I have no level of frustration. There's disappointment for the player. I know that our conditioners are elite. Three-quarter time against St Kilda, Fife's knocked out, Brad Hill's got a cork. They're as good a running team in the competition, and we outrun them and work them. We go GWS three-quarter time, great running team. We run and work really hard. So we're conditioned. I look around the league, there's older players with injuries. I mean, Sean Burgoyne, you just look around. So certainly no frustration. We always try and we're pursuing excellence in everything we do. We try and improve all our processes. So that's where that sits.
What about those older blokes, though? I mean, they continually keep getting calf injuries and soft tissue injuries.
Yeah, well, really simply, that's a big grandfather statement, all our older players. David Mundy's an older player that hasn't missed a game. He's about to play his 300th. So you break him out. Aaron is a unique AFL player, and he's had some challenges. And Hayden, statistically, once you have a hamstring, you're 20 to 30% more likely to do a hamstring and another one. So they just sit in statistical categories.
So it's not unlucky? You're not unlucky?
I'm not an expert in the area, so I'm sure they'll condition them and we'll see them both play again this year.
Do you have a view if the Optus Stadium turf is too hard at all?
Not a technical view. It's all anecdotal. Certainly, we suffered some injuries last year, plantar fascia, not too dissimilar, a couple of similar incidents. So I understand the frustration. Fortunately, this year we've had a good run with it, and we hope that run continues. So, yeah, that's where it's at.